the question was about the J.C. Ryle quote, is he going too far in saying that you have to strive to be saved? It's a problem of pulling. I should have read the whole sermon to you. You would have enjoyed it, I'm sure. The whole chapter is an exposition of Jesus saying, strive to enter the narrow gate. And he's talking about, in this book where, you know, he's expounding grace and God's grace, he's on one part of it. And you could have heard me making that imbalance if you only listened to point two of my talk today. Because it's saying make every effort to make sure that your faith is, it's those two things being held in tension. So Jesus says, strive to enter the narrow gate. That there is he's saying it's a narrow gate. It's a hard thing. And you've got to strive. You've got to put in your part of it. That's part of Christian discipleship. That doesn't get away from the overwhelming other side of that equation, the calling and election. The fact that our knowledge of the Lord Jesus is everything we need. That's a gift to us. So I guess it's about trying to hold those two things in creative tension. Our at the absolute grace of God in saving us without any effort of our own, and at the same time our need to keep walking with Him. So if it's not J.C. Ryle who's wrong, it might be my quoting of him. Yeah. Yeah, sure. No, I don't think. That's why I changed my illustration from a ladder to a bowl of ingredients. So I think it's add these things to your Christian faith. But I don't think he's saying they're cumulative and that you can't advance to goodness if you haven't sorted out faith. He's not saying that. And I don't think this is an exhaustive list, because there are lots of these virtue lists in the New Testament saying these are the kinds of things that should be evident in the life of a believer and you need to work at them. So I think you can add the ingredients in any order. And I think they'll all help, won't they? You know, the more you love, the more you'll trust, all that sort of stuff. Great. Morning tea. Yep.